This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come 2028, flag football becomes an international phenomenon as it is officially an Olympic sport. And even better yet, for football fans in America, NFL players are now allowed to participate on Team USA, or maybe another country as well. Now, we're not exactly sure what the Team USA roster is going to look like, but that didn't stop the coach and the fanboy, John Lyons and Fitzy GFY, from getting together and drafting our ultimate only New England Patriots edition of the Team USA flag football roster. You can only pick 10. We got ours. You guys get ready to draft yours on an all-new edition of Six Rings, not Five Rings, Six Rings in Football Things. Here we go.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. It's all about winning, all right? Win it on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Brogan. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
What are the chances Tom Brady flirts with this idea?
I could definitely see him doing that. Like, that's just enough. Yeah. Whereas I'm not going psycho mode. Like, I'm not getting hit. And he obviously can probably still throw the ball. No. And you talk about the notoriety that would bring. Brady under center doing that. That'd be awesome.
Okay. So this is 2028. So he will be 50.
Yeah.
He will be 50.
No way. No way.
A 50-year-old quarterback. I'm here for this. I'm Tom.
But if Darryl was pissed off about the other guys talking about they're going to come represent, he damn sure don't want to see no 50-year-old guy think he's going to come out playing at the quarterback position.
Yeah, but Tom, like, Tom, you're really going to let Patrick?
That's right. That was from the Up and Adams show on FanDuel TV. Kay Adams talking to our pal Jason McCourty, the other McCourty, as some may know him, J-Mac, about the idea, which I do believe, John Lyons, I may have been the first to float on social media a couple weeks back, that Tom, I mean, it's a natural thought. I mean, who's more All-American than Tom Brady? Yeah, first I saw. Okay, thank you. I don't want Tara Labrum patting myself on the back for a tweet 2 weeks ago, but the idea that Tom Brady, at the age of 50, almost in like his Dark Knight Returns moment, would be training to be the Olympic quarterback for Team USA as flag football is now officially an Olympic sport. Everybody, welcome to Six Rings of Football Things, a special edition. As the coach at The Real John Lyons and I, your old pal Fitzy GFY, come together to discuss who we think we can talk for a moment, if we'd like, about what flag football means in the Olympics. Do we like this idea? How the sport is played in comparison to actual football and different iterations of flag? And then ultimately, our all Patriots rosters. And this could be all time. Anybody from the inception of the franchise. I flirted with the idea of putting Gino Cappelletti on the team because he literally was Mr. Everything, but I'm not quite sure if that skill set would translate to the modern game with the elite athletes of 2028. John, let me just get your first thoughts as to flag football in the Olympics. And what do you think when you've got like lifetime flag football players that are now grousing that the Justin Jeffersons and Tyreek Hills of the world are going to come in and take all their glory in LA come three summers from now?
See, Fitzy, first of all, I like that flag football's in the Olympics, but what I'm looking forward to, even more so than the Olympic Games, I want to see those Team USA tryouts when these guys who are career flag football players are out there against Justin Jefferson or some of these other elite athletes. Do they hold their own in flag football? Do the NFL players overtake them? Are they better than the NFL players? Because look, you can say football is football, but flag football and NFL football are obviously quite different in a lot of aspects. So it'll be interesting to see. I think the flag football, especially given the dimensions of the field, has much more of an emphasis on short area quickness as opposed to long speed, as some players, you mentioned Justin Jefferson, have in the NFL. So it's going to be really interesting to see how those guys work together. And it, from the way it sounds as of now, of course, you've got a few years, it's going to be a hybrid team. It feels like, you know, some NFL guys out there, but also some career flag football players out there, and how they mesh together, I think is going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I'm going to find really interesting.
I couldn't agree with you more, because it is such a drastically different game. Like, what do you mean it's a different game? It's football. The dimensions are so different that it actually, like you said, it changes the skill set required. It changes the way you play the game. Here, we'll show you. If anyone who happens to be watching the video or sees a clip, we have the NFL flag football official field is our backdrop here on Six Rings and Football Things now. So it's a 70-yard field with two 10-yard end zones. There is a 10-yard line-to-gain zone in the middle at midfield, and there are 2 5-yard no-running zones before the end zone. So it's only 50 yards of play. It's a very small field. It's 30 yards wide by 70 yards in length.
Whereas an NFL field is a little over 52 yards wide. So it's even width-wise, you're talking a lot different.
Exactly. And an NFL field is, of course, 120 yards, 100 yards of play lengthwise plus two 10-yard end zones. So 11, obviously that's 11 by 11, and this is 5 by 5. Flag football can also be 6 by 6 or 7 by 7. And once I've coached the 7 bys and the 6 bys, and now when I coach this coming fall with the 7th and 8th graders, it's 5 by 5. And that changes the game as well, because the fewer players, the more opportunities you get, the harder it is to actually find people as well. The easier it is to try to make a play in space, because it gets a little crowded in 6 by and set, and especially 7 by 7. Johnny, people should also know there is no offensive line. There is no blocking. There's no contact, obviously. No pushing, no shoving. You can only sort of bump people out of bounds in good faith, in good sport. You have to pull the flag, obviously, to, quote, make a tackle. The quarterback cannot run. There are the no running zones, as we mentioned previously. And you can have up to 2 rushers. This is the crazy part. You can have 2 rushers, John, but they have to be 7 yards. They have to be declared and 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. How do you think that's going to factor into the roster building for Team USA and worldwide? And did that factor into your selection of your ultimate Patriots flag football team?
It did a little bit. Like, I thought about things like arm length and height, because if you're coming from 7 yards deep, it might take you a couple seconds or so to go from there to then get not just to the line of scrimmage, but into the backfield and pursue the quarterback. I thought about endurance as well, because as we know, the typical NFL play, you know, 3 to 4 seconds long. But if you have a really elusive quarterback back there and your pass rusher runs out of steam, then you're down a guy, you know, right there in coverage. So I did think of those things when it came to it, the 7 yard thing especially. And it just, that's why I think when you see some of these picks, Fitzy, and when the listeners and viewers see our both of our picks, there might be some names that aren't necessarily all-time Patriot greats, but that are great fits for flag football because it's a little bit different.
That's the key to this also as well. When they come to have NFL players that decide and or convince their owners, like, hey, we all saw what happened to Robert Edwards. We know these injuries happen. You just signed a $200 million deal. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Like, just for the audience's benefit right now, I'll tell you, like, Travis Kelce wants in on the U.S. Olympic flag football team. You can only have a roster, by the way, up to 10. That's you have a roster of 10. So you may just have 5, like, you may have some guys playing both sides of the ball, or you could be risky and have 5 offense, 5 defense as well. And if someone goes down, hope that somebody can switch sides, because, again, drastically different team, drastically different game. Jamar Chase is on the fence about the idea of flag football and whether or not he should play. Patrick Mahomes has his doubts about it as well, even though he's kind of a natural fit. And I saw last week, tell me what you think of this, on The Ringer, I saw their ultimate Team USA team. Do you know who they chose as their quarterback?
Who?
Kyler Murray.
A small, elusive guy. I could see that, you know.
Yeah, the QB can't run, but again, elusive. That's why a lot of people, I think, are the clubhouse favorite right now for 3 years from now would be Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and I think, too, that's where, like, we know what the flag football rules are for USA flag, NFL flag, and the feels like the Olympics is going to follow those rules. But if in the interim 3 years here, if there are some subtle changes, like maybe you can block a rusher or maybe the quarterback can run, then it could drastically change, because you're right. The first name that comes to mind is Lamar Jackson. But Kyler Murray maybe is just a little bit more slippery to bring down in the backfield. But who knows? If quarterbacks also can run, maybe then that brings in a Josh Allen conversation as well. So it's just, to me, that's going to be, I think, a really interesting thing to monitor. Do these rules get tweaked at all between now and 2028? Do they keep them kind of as is? Because they do have a little bit of time here.
Yeah, they do have a little bit of time as well. But we're operating under the assumption, dangerous as that may be, that they're going to go with the rules that are in contemporary play of field for flag football. No QB rushes, the 5 yard lines of buffer, 2 rushers, 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. So here we go. Let's get to it. Your ultimate all time New England Patriots flag football team. How would this team do against the world? I think they actually would do pretty good if you don't mind my saying. Should we just get the obvious out of the way? Should we start on offense and get the obvious out of the way? Okay. On the count of three, let's both name our starting quarterback. 1, 2, 3. Steve Grogan. We both went Tom Brady, obviously. Yeah. Because
I thought about Grogan, though, to your point, because of the elusiveness factor. Mm-hmm. I did. And I thought about Michael Bishop because of the elusiveness factor. I thought about Matt Castle. I just think with
Castle's
Brady,
a sneaky, interesting pick.
Well, and I mean, that's a guy, and he actually even talked about this in the Apple TV documentary, The Dynasty, that they changed the offense a little bit with him because he was a better runner and more elusive than Brady. That was one of the things they did in 2008. So that he did come to mind for that. I just think, look, Brady's biggest strength has always been diagnosing things before they happen. It's a little bit different in flag football, but I think he still has enough of an advantage there that'll make up for him not being as elusive. And he's not getting hit either. So that
no, it's only flag. You know, nobody's more accurate. Nobody's greater against the blitz than Tom Brady as well. You get one first down and then a touchdown, or you don't end up scoring. So if Brady sees 2 rushers coming in, he knows he's probably got 2.5 seconds tops to diagnose the blitz. Who's going to be open, what the hot routes and checkdowns are. Do you want to be the guy coaching some Olympic flag football game or team, rather, that constantly is trying to pressure Brady as he's just picking you apart, even at the age of 50, or whether it was prime Tom, or of course, in our case, prime Tom Brady. And yes, it should be noted, all of these players, we're taking them at their absolute peak of powers.
And I also think one other piece of this, as we go through and name the receivers, the athletes, these guys are going to be, at least on my list, guys that played with Brady, so they have that natural rapport built in. Mm-hmm. I think that helps quite a bit. But I'm telling you, Matt Castle, Steve Grogan, those were really close guys. If I could have a backup quarterback, it'd probably be Matt Castle. It's just, I think Brady's ability to diagnose things ahead of time and his accuracy in tight spaces on a small field, that is what pushed him over the edge for me.
Okay, you can then you have to have a center. Your center is pass reception eligible. And then you have an X and a Y and a Z. They can be running backs. They can be wide receivers, tight ends. You just have 3 players you can bunch up or move all over the formation as well. You do have to have a center. But again, because they're reception eligible, that could be a running back, tight end, or receiver as well. So why don't you give me your first player, John?
So I'm just going to start with center. And my first player at center, it's Rob Gronkowski. And he's big, long arms, can snap the ball quickly, I think. And all you need from him, if Brady gets under pressure, he snaps the ball, runs 5 steps forward, turns around. That's almost 10 yards right there, and catches a quick pass. I thought about Fitzy. Jared Wilson, Patriots rookie center, excellent athlete, ran a 4.8 40-yard dash. I think he could be a sneaky good pick as well.
Wow. And hasn't he even taken an NFL snap, and he might already be on the all-time Pats flag team?
And my other consideration was Nate Solder. Didn't play center, but he did catch a touchdown pass against the Colts in the AFC Championship game in 2014. So I wouldn't mind Nate Solder there as well. But I went with Gronk. The key to me was pass eligible. If it was a position that would be blocking, I would have gone with Nate Solder, but because it's a pass eligible position, I went with a big guy who is imposing for a pass rusher, even though he can't block him, but can run five steps and get you 10 yards and turn around.
If the linemen were blocking, and sometimes in MIDI, there is a, like a little sort of blocking in the younger flag ranks, but obviously not as you age up and get to the Olympics, I would have gone with a John Hanna. But in this particular case, I too went Gronk at center, just thinking like it makes the most sense. If you've got the two rushers coming in, who better to look to and just Mahomes style flick a quick pass to and then just kind of like try to let him do his thing. Again, you can't get in the way of the rushers as well. You have to give them a free rush. But Gronk's height, Gronk's length, and his connection with Brady make it a no-brainer to me.
And also, too, just on that, you can't get in front of the rushers, but he's so big, it'll alter the rusher's initial path on the outside. And correct. I think delay, and even if that's a half a second, that's a half a second to get the ball out.
Which as we know, is deadly time for Brady as well. All right, now give me your X, Y, and Z.
All right, first up, not a shocker, Randy Moss. I mean, this guy is, I think, the most talented offensive player ever, at least the most talented receiver. All you got to do is a flick of the wrist, throw it up, and I'm sorry, no disrespect to, you know, the 5'7 guy from Slovenia trying to cover him. He's not out jumping Randy Moss for that ball. It's just not going to happen. And you mentioned 70-yard field. Randy Moss can get down and run 60 yards in, what, six-ish seconds? So all Brady's got to do is throw it up to him, and he's gone and out the gate.
Randy,
so
go and get it is the ultimate Olympic flag football play. I mean, nothing fed families like 2007 Brady to Moss.
And here's another piece of this. Like, we just talked about two pass rushers. Are you really, if you're an opposing flag football team, you're going to leave Randy Moss in single coverage all the time? Like, that's going to alter the pass rush as well and make things easier for Tom Brady to be quarterback. So Randy Moss for me, number one, no doubt about it.
No brainer.
My next one, Julian Edelman, right? Short area quickness is at a premium, all right? I think Julian Edelman could feast in an area. He would be the type of guy, all those little whip routes and everything he ran with the Patriots, he would be all over that. Also, hey, he threw a touchdown pass, so if you want to run a trick play, he played defensive back as well. So that way, if somebody on defense gets hurt, you know, and he needs to bump over, he can do that as well. Really tough guy as well. So if he ends up having to play both ways at some point, I think he can handle it. But to me, with Edelman, it's about the connection with Brady, the short area quickness, the ability to get away from man coverage, but also if, and they don't really play zone in flag football, but if they were to play zone, to quickly find an open area in a zone, I think that's right to me. And I think a Moss Edelman combination would be lethal. I wish those two guys had a real chance to play together outside of some limited time in 09, because I think that would have been a lot of fun.
Same.
My last athlete, I just call athlete because this is a guy that might play some running back, might play some receiver, David Patton. I think he's a guy that...
Wow, okay. Here's our first different selection, because we were 4 for 4, but we varied on the final selection. David, the late great, RIP, David Patton.
Yeah, so David Patton, to me, he's a great long speed, deep pass catching guy, but he also was pretty good in the intermediate area. So you think you have Moss deep, Edelman short, Gronk kind of mixing around, and then Patton in the intermediate area. Patton also, against the Colts in 2001, ran through and caught a touchdown pass. Only other guy to do that, right? Walter Payton at that time. So that's a unique skill set that I think David Patton could bring to the table. A little veteran presence too as well. You know, I don't hate that. But yeah, I think, again, it's another one of those guys, much like Brady, like Moss and Edelman, that have that connection with Brady. And I think that helps quite a bit. So David Patton, to me, for his versatility, both as a receiver, but overall, as a football player, he rounds out my offense here.
So we went 4 for 4 on the first four, but we vary and differ on selection number 5. Shout out and much respect to the Deion Branches, the Stanley Morgans, the Gino Capoletti's.
Stanley Morgan, I
thought about him as well. Gino Capoletti, Danny Amendola, and Wes Welke. But believe it or not, for my third offensive player or offensive weapon, I dipped into the pass catching back well that the Patriots had that was so rich for 20 years in the prime Josh McDaniels years. And we'll see if he actually turns, you know, Antonio Gibson or the burgeoning legend of Lan Larrison into the next member of this class and fraternity. John, I went with Super Bowl 49 unheralded hero and MVP runner-up Shane Vereen.
I liked, and you know what? That's
he was so free. 14 catches for almost 200 yards in Super Bowl in Super Bowl 49. Somebody that just can get, like, you can run, so he's a good, decent running back, great pass catching back. And if Brady does get blitzed once or by one or two guys, Vereen has shown, just like James White did and Woodhead and Falk, no disrespect to any of them, I just think he was the best, the purest pass catching back of that whole lot.
Yeah, I also like Woodhead for that spot as well, because again, his short area quickness was so lethal in his limited time in New England. He was just so lethal in that. But yeah, Vereen is a good one. James White would have been a really good choice as well. So that's an interesting one, because I went Patton for me, obviously a traditional receiver who I think can run the ball, but you went with a running back who obviously can catch the ball. So I think that is, you know, that to me, again, really interesting kind of just philosophy and way to build it.
And also David Patton, sneaky good deep ball thrower as well.
Yeah. Hey, Troy Brown can tell you against the Colts.
And Troy Brown would have also made a good selection.
Yeah, Troy
and
Brown
also,
was one. If I hadn't picked Edelman, it would have been Troy Brown.
Yep. And Julian Edelman, not too shabby on an option pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, as well. All right, this is going to be fascinating. I can't wait to hear. I think the offense, we were bound to be ultimately similar in our selections of offense, but I bet our defenses will be reasonably to wildly different. So let me go first. I'm going to name, it's five defenders. That's it. They don't have to be any position. You can put them anywhere you want to, select any great player. Vince Wilfork, Patriots legend, not likely to be a 5x5 Olympic flag football player. Sorry. So with all the love intended to, you know, the likes of,
Keith Trailer might not make the
Keith
list.
Keith Tractor Trailer, Albert Hainsworth, Jarvis Green, Ty Warren, Richard Seymour.
Ty Warren. One of the most underrated players of the whole dynasty was Ty
Correct.
Warren.
Awesome football player. All right, I'm going to go with my first one, Devin McCourty.
Okay.
I want a safety. It's having a safety, as I found out in flag football, is key. Somebody that can just come in. If you do blitz, that safety is going to have to come in and cover somebody if they get open real quick. Devin's speed was great. His instincts, his lateral pursuit ability, solid coverage, knowledge of the field. I just need somebody on the back end to make sure that we don't get beat easily and often. And who can also play in the clutch and knows how to make a big play. So that was, believe it or not, that was actually my first pick.
Wasn't my first pick, but I have McCourty on my roster too for all the reasons you mentioned. That deep speed is invaluable in a flag football game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think he's a no-brainer. All right, so you have McCourty as well?
Yeah.
All right, my next pick, I'm going to go with Stephon Gilmore. Sound tackler. Now, obviously, again, no tackling, but I think the fact that he never really got juked out, the fact that he was so fundamentally sound, great at the height of attack, trying to pick off a ball as well. Great contested interception guy, knocking balls out of the sky, always followed the hips. You know, one of the things that I love about Belichick cornerbacks, the really good ones, they were great tacklers. And they never got beat by guys who made single or double moves or not too often. And Gilmore was just so quietly confident and so fundamentally sound. Just for those couple of years that we had prime Steph Gilmore, with all respect to like the Mike Haynes's of the world and some other great corners, Aqib Talib, Darrell Revis, and even Christian Gonzalez now, Gilmore to me was an easy pick.
I also had Gilmore, and it was he has a good combination to me of deep speed. He covered guys deep, but also in that short area, like you said, never really got juked out. And I feel like flag football for a corner, it's so important to not get beaten off the line of scrimmage because things happen so fast and it's such a short area. And I'm not saying it never happened, but honestly, sitting here, Fitzy, I can't remember an example of him really getting beat badly off the line of scrimmage. And I think that, again, in a flag football game is critically important.
Yeah. The only time I remember him getting beaten badly in a Patriots uniform was when Devontae Parker, for some reason, ate his lunch in that horrifying final regular season game for Tom Brady against the Dolphins.
Ugh. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
That was not fun for anybody. All right, let me. Why don't you go next?
So I have McCourty and Gilmore, and I went heavy coverage. I only have one pass rusher on my roster. I have two Same. Other corners.
Okay.
And I do want to say one thing. One guy that did not make it, and he was my first guy off, is Jonathan Jones. And because he's arguably the fastest, arguably the fastest corner in the NFL at his peak, look at what he did against Tyreek Hill in the 2018 AFC Championship game. And that's the type of speed he could be against in flag football. So he's my first guy off. And of course, my favorite player on the team the last 2 years. So I had to mention him. Yep. But I'm going to go with Darrelle Revis. And it was only 1 year. But again, never got beat off the line. Could mirror routes effectively. Excellent ball skills. So that he's someone that I feel like a flag football player will line up across from him. Mm-hmm. And he'll already know what route they're going to run. And he'll beat them to the spot. So he doesn't have maybe quite the deep, long speed that Jonathan Jones has. But I think his instincts and his hands are such a high level. That's why I put Revis in there. So again, we agree on McCourty and Gilmore. And then my next guy is Revis.
Yeah. I mean, Darrelle Revis kind of, you know, got tired or petered out a little bit. Like he ran out of gas at the end of the 2014 season and didn't exactly have the greatest Super Bowl 49, but yeah, he was,
if he doesn't
was
get some, picked by the ref, Baldwin doesn't score that touchdown.
That's a very fair point as well. But the top of that season, he was through the majority of the 2014 season. He was absolutely incredible. I remember Keenan Allen said, after the Pats whooped up on the Chargers on Sunday Night Football, that he said it was like Revis was running his routes for him. Just it's such a film hound with solid technique, great intense coverage skills. I like that. I want Ty Law instead.
I also have Ty Law. So I have Law.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went with three corners. So I have McCourty at safety, and I have Gilmore, Law, and Revis. I think flag football, honestly, is going to be a big, big coverage game. I think that's going to be the name of the game. And also, Ty Law's endurance, I think, is a big deal.
And he could also sort of play safety as well. So he had good, he has, he didn't ever usually get beat deep. Has an intent, like Ty Law's intense compete level and the swag that he had is another one of the reasons why I would have picked him. But just tremendous coverage skills,
honorable
tremendous
mention
instincts.
Bucky Jones as well.
Why not? You know what? Why not Elite, to Bucky Jones?
Terrific athlete. I'm telling you.
Speaking athlete. Of Joneses, I too took three cornerbacks. I took Devin McCourty as my free safety. I have Ty Law. I have Stephon Gilmore. And here's my Fitzy, you crazy girl. I went with Marcus Jones.
I don't hate that. Yeah.
Because of his speed, his quickness, and the fact that if one of your guys on, see, I can bump if, here's something I love about the way that we can construct these rosters. If someone on defense gets hurt, is gassed, whatever, Edelman can sub in because the guy played cornerback and safety in the 2011 season. I'm sure so could freaking Moss could play deep safety if you needed him to in a gotta-have-it moment. But at the same time, you could drop a play or two for Marcus Jones because of his quickness. We've seen it before in the NFL. So even though he can't carry the resume of Darrelle Revis or Jonathan Jones or Troy Brown or any of the other great corners in Patriots history, he was that was my guy.
Yeah, I like that. My last guy, I went with Jamie Collins, 6'3", 33,
pick.
33 and three quarter inch arms. Cause I'm thinking of him for a few reasons. One, as a pass rush, remember all those A-gap blitzes he did with Dont'a Hightower back in the day? Now there's no one blocking him. And so he can get after it. His long arms, I think, are a big deal because obviously you have to reach for a flag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But also just to affect a quarterback's throwing motion as well. We know he can be pretty good in coverage as well, I think, especially.
Or sometimes get beat in Super Bowl 49 by Marshawn Lynch on a wheel route, yeah, or get beat by Owen Daniels in the AFC Championship next year. Son of
and
a
I think.
Bitch.
And I think in a short field, though, if he has to sit there in a zone, I like him in that short area, quick back out of the backfield.
The athleticism. Good choice.
Yeah, I liked it. I picked him, honestly, more as a pass rusher than I did necessarily. Because the way I look at it is Revis, Law, and Gilmore are good enough that they can lock down a guy. So then that fourth guy, if it's a running back, either Collins can cover him or Collins can rush. And if McCourty has to come down to get the flag, you can do that. Well, so Collins' versatility as well as just his freakish athletic traits, that's why I went with him.
All right, so my crazy pick was Marcus Jones. For my sort of, I think both of us had in mind having a middle linebacker with speed and athleticism, and because of his ability to make plays, and both that wore number 54 were incredible clutch playmakers, I was leaning Hightower all the way, but ultimately I went Brewski. He's not the fat Jamie Collins, more athletic, Jamie Collins longer, Jamie Collins faster. Prime Teddy Brewski, young, like 2000, 2001 Teddy Brewski, even Teddy Brewski at the end of the 90s. The same guy that picked off Jay Fiedler, went into the end zone on his knees and inspired the snow fireworks, one of the most iconic moments in non-Super Bowl Patriots history, has that instinct to be in the right spot at the right time, guess the right route, guess the right read, and make the big play, or somehow find a way to get that flag when you need it most, because few had bigger, greater competitive heart than Teddy Brewski.
Yeah, I think you go back to Brewski when he was drafted, right? Came in as kind of an edge rusher, defensive end guy.
Out of Arizona State,
and he kind of added some bulk and went to middle linebacker. So I have concerns about his athleticism, but I think everything else there, I think there's a lot to like for sure. And I think especially if you're building a defense based on anticipation and intelligence, he's a guy you want in the middle too.
I misspoke. He was a Wildcat, not a Sun Devil. My apologies to everyone in the audience that was going to chase me with a Sun Devil's pitchfork after I misspoke of the alma mater of the great Mr. Brewski. Hey, so
Cam Scatabo would be a good flag football player. Just
dude, that guy would be like, if we were going to, like, this is a separate podcast just for fun, or maybe a good bargument one night, selecting our favorite flag football teams now. And like I said, all these other websites, IG feeds, and more have gotten to it. Justin Jefferson seems to be the one guy that's on everyone's team. After that, all cards are on the table, all bets out the window. But all right, so let's run them down one more time. Johnny, my offense: Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, Randy Moss, and Shane Vereen. Your offense?
So Brady, Gronk, Moss, Edelman, and then this is where we disagreed. I have David Patton as my fifth guy. A little versatile. Love David Patton. Rest in peace.
And of course, your defense:
Revis, Ty Law, Devin McCourty, Stephon Gilmore, and Jamie Collins. And I'll tell you, toughest decision I had the whole time was actually Ty Law over Jonathan Jones. That came right down to the wire for me.
Understandably so. And I think the Jamie Collins selection, for all the freelancing he did and the number of times he was in and out of Foxborough and Belichick's doghouse, still makes a lot of sense to me. I went Devin McCourty, Ty Law, Stephon Gilmore, Teddy Bruschi, and then my Fitzy U Craig girl pick, Marcus Jones. What do you guys think about our picks? Holler at us at Six Rings Pod. Of course, I'm at Fitzy GFY, and this is at The Real John Lyons, JonlyOns. Give us your ultimate Patriots flag football rosters. If you want to holler at us about guys you could see that are currently on the Patriots, possibly making their way to the Olympic tryouts as well, those are going to be fascinating. Like you said, John, those are going to be fascinating just to watch the tryouts. Who says they're in? Who says they're out? Guys in the NFL that could be all pro or like perennial Pro Bowl players may get bumped. We don't even know who the coach is going to be. This is going to not only tease the way the NFL might be trending, but also grow the sport on a global scale, the likes of which we can't even imagine.
And I think that kind of comes down to, why is the NFL into this? Well, they're already, a $12 billion revenue league on a bad year. You put something in the Olympics, all of a sudden you open up some new doors. So I think that's the root of this, as is most things. It's money, but I think it'll end up being a lot of fun.
And if Tom Brady is the quarterback, tell me something would sell more than a Tom Brady 12 Team USA flag football jersey.
He can start his golden years with a gold medal at age 50. There we go.
Oh my God. AARP would sponsor. Oh,
that would be electric.
He would literally turn 50 during the Olympics.
Yeah. He could do a Life Alert commercial, but instead of like when he falls down, it's just a gold medal. It's not one of the, clicker microphones.
Help, I've fallen and I've won Olympic gold.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, all right, that's the real John Lyons. Give him a follow. You can read him at WEEI.com and, of course, hear him sometimes at nights, weekends, wherever, and, of course, holidays, here on the Six Rings Pod. Yeah. Holidays, fill it, mornings, after.
Summer a decent amount, yeah.
I know. Hopefully, we'll probably get a chance to collaborate again on the frequency-modulated airwaves, but always love having you here on Six Rings, Johnny. Thanks so much for popping on, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Fitzy. Looking forward to the next one already.
Yeah, me too as well, and looking forward to your responses on our Olympic flag football picks, Patriot style, and who you think is going to represent Team USA as they go for gold 3 summers from now. For the Lions Den, this is your old pal Fitzy. Thanks for listening once again to Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. We'll talk to you soon about everything else going on in the wide world of Patriots as anticipation builds for the 2025 season. Until then, good day, God bless, and as always, go Pats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.